For the next few minutes, I'd like to begin, before we start reciting Slichos, to understand a little bit more of the power of the Yud Gimel Midos. The Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, "Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra." Rav Yochanan says, "El moli mikr kasuv." If the pasuk itself wouldn't have alluded to this, Yevshul Amr would be impossible to say, "Melamed shnis ativ Hakadosh Baruch Hu kishliach tzibur." That God acted as a shliach tzibur. V'hera lo l'Moshe seder tefila, and Hashem showed Moshe this particular order davening. And Omer lo, he said, "Kol zman sheYisrael chotin," any time that the Jewish people stumble and sin, "Yasu l'fonai k'seder hazeh v'ani moichel lehem," prepare themselves by reciting this special tefillah, and then I will be mochel, I will forgive them. We find Chazal tell us that Hashem Himself teaches Moshe how to recite Slichos. Today I'd like to share with you three difficulties with the reciting of Slichos. First of all, it's brought down in Or HaChaim, name of the Torah, quoting the words of Rav Nassan Gon, that when it comes to the reciting of these Yud Gimel Midos, it's necessary to have a minyan. And on this, it's brought down the question, why is this necessary? V'eini yodea mach shashesh b'davar. He doesn't understand the reasoning of Rav Nassan Gon, why it's necessary to have a minyan to recite psukim, sentences directly from the Torah. Sha'einu ella kikari b'Torah. How could it be any different than a person who on their own reads from the Torah? Sha'lo amru chachamim el kol davar shekedusha kegon kadosh kedusha baruch hu. The only thing which really requires a minyan is, for example, kadosh, kedusha, davar shekedusha. But why would it be necessary that one should have to have a minyan for the reciting of the Yud Gimel Midos as part of Slichos? Second difficulty, we know when it comes to a tainis on a fast day, we hear these psukim, the words of Hashem, Hashem, kel chanun v'rachum, and we continue up until, but not further than the word v'nakeh. But nonetheless, if you would look in the psukim themselves, that actually is in the middle of the verse, in the middle of the sentence. And we know that the Gemara tells us the general rule of kol psuk d'lopaskin Moshe anan lopaskin inle, that if we have a verse, a pasuk in the Torah, we're not allowed to split it in half and stop. So why are we allowed to do this when it comes to the reciting of the Yud Gimel Midos? And third, there's a machlokas, a dispute, exactly when to begin reciting Slichos before the Yom HaNoraim, before Rosh Hashanah. We are of the opinion of the Machzor Vitri, as it's quoted also in the Ramah, that we begin starting on the Motzi Shabbos preceding Rosh Hashanah. However, the Ramah tells us the exception, that if Rosh Hashanah would fall out on a Monday or a Tuesday, then we would begin to recite the reciting of Slichos the Motzi Shabbos prior. And the question is why? Why is it necessary to have at least a few days of reciting Slichos before the Rosh Hashanah? And to answer these three questions, I'd like to share with you the words of the Rashba. The Rashba explains the significance of Slichos. And he says, "Mistabra, it's logical to say, Dikol she'amra derech tefila uvakashos rachmim, ein nemarin biyachid." Any time you have a prayer in which it should be recited using his words as derech tefila, as a way of prayer, uvakashos rachmim, requesting for compassion, for mercy, then ein nemarin biyachid. Such a tefillah should not be recited alone. explains the Rashba the Dover Shib Kedusha Hain, because that's considered to be words of Kedusha. Ukmosh Amru, as it's brought down, as we saw, that as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrapped himself up and acted as a Shliach Tzibor, B'Amru Lehen Kish Yisrael Osin Lefonai Kiseder Hazeh. And therefore explains the Rashba, the reason why it's necessary to have a Korum and Minyan is because Slichos are not just words from the Torah. We are not just learning Torah, and when we say Slichos, we're not just reading it, it's not just being recited. Rather, Slichos are supposed to come from within. They're supposed to be feelings of true ability and wishing to change and to improve ourselves and to grow spiritually. And therefore, because of this, it's necessary that it should be done only with a minyan. And when a person does recite the Yud Gimel Midos in such a fashion, the Rabbeinu B'chaya promises us the Sarach HaTzol Ladas, that you should know, Ki Kol HaMeivin Shol Shesri Midos, anyone who understands exactly what they're saying when it comes to the reciting of these 13 attributes of Hashem, the Adua Perushan, they understand the basic explanation of them, Umispalu Behem B'Kavana, and we say those words with as much kavana, devotion, concentration as we possibly can, Ein Tefiloso Choseres Reikam. Our tefilos will never be left empty-handed. And therefore explains the Magen Avraham that even though there is a general principle of Kol Psuka Delo Paskim Moshe Anan Lo Paskin Inan Le, that we should not divide psukim, that's only when we are learning a pasuk. However, when it has to do with tefillah, in which we are saying this sentence of Yud Gimel Midos, Derech Tchina Uvakasha Shari, since we're not just reciting them, but rather it's considered to be a tefillah, a powerful, meaningful reciting of Slichos, then even though we're only reciting part of the pasuk, it's not an issue, it's not a problem, halakhically, whatsoever. But why is it necessary to have at least 4 days of reciting Slichos before Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnah Brura provides one possible explanation. He says, "Ba'otam shekavu dal yomim." The reason why we must have at least 4 days, shechein matzinu bekarbanos, that we find with regard to the offering of sacrifices, sheteunim bikrumum dalud yomim, kodim hakrava. Before it was brought, they would spend 4 days, 4 days examining this carbon, this animal, to make sure that it is blemish free, that it is in fact fit to be able to stand in front of God on the Mizbeach, on the altar. And this is the rule with regard to all of our karbanos. And what exactly does this mean? It means that we are to envision ourselves as karbanos, like those sacrifices, that to enter into Rosh Hashanah without the proper examination, the proper preparation, that's something which is not sufficient. And therefore, we must recite the Slichos 4 days early, similar to that of a karbon. May we all be zoche, may we all merit upon not only saying Slichos, but with kavana, with understanding, with the sincere recital of these 13 attributes. May this year be a year which will bring forth joy and fulfillment to all Jews, and peace to the entire household of Klal Yisrael and all of mankind. Amen.